First State Signs, northeast intersection of Route 1, Coastal Highway, and King's Highway. A special use exception to place a billboard, a variance from the maximum allowable square footage of a billboard, a variance from the height requirement, and a variance from the setback requirement from the dwelling church public lands for another sign.
Name and address.
Dale McAllister, 14 Willard Circle, Dover, Delaware.
Do you swear affirm the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Morning, Mr. Calloway, members of the board, Susan, Mr. Burrow. I'm Rob Gibbs. I'm an attorney with Wilson, Howbrook, and Byard. I'm just here to do a short presentation on behalf of the current owner of the property that has filed for an application for a special use exception relating to a billboard with several variances going along with that regarding the criteria of Section 115.83.7 for permitted signs. Just very brief background. This is a billboard on property most recently owned by the infamous Dr. Earl Bradley. It is now owned by Coastal Way Exchange, LLC, Delaware Limited Liability Company, recently formed to take title to the property. There is an existing billboard on the property that actually has a very long history. It's been there for about 28 years. This billboard was last before this board on December 17th of 2001, excuse me. And at that time, Peter and Mary Beeman, the owners of the antique shop that's now further out Route 9, I think it's called Old and New Antiques, had a business on that property, and they had a sign at the time. It's my understanding that it was a one-sided 600-foot sign that exceeded the height limitation slightly. They applied to make that a two-sided sign. And so since 2001, it has been a 600-foot square foot sign, two-sided, exceeding the height limitation by about 3 feet. The special use exception, by the way, is in the packet of materials. There's a page there from the minutes from December 17th, and it's in the middle of the page there. It's case number 7642. As it says there, at this point, the sign had been there for about 18 years. So the sign's been there another 10 years now. This is a special use exception to allow a reworking of the sign to a more modern sign, a steel monopole design sign. It will remain in its current location as far as the, you know, side of the sign that's closest to Route 1, which is 26 some feet away from Route 1, so there's no issue there. The sign would then be widened somewhat and go deeper into the property away from Route 1. It would remain a two-sided sign. It's actually a decrease in the overall square footage of the sign now. The sign is two-sided, exactly 1,200 square feet. This, because the proposed redesign would make it two side-by-side type signs. I like pictures. There wasn't one in the file, but basically you can see it's a monopole. Yeah. The monopole design and 12 feet in height, 48 feet in length. So it'd be like 12 by 24 side by side rather than the over and under design that's there now. There are also pictures in the file of the existing sign, which clearly shows the side by side orientation rather than the proposed side by side. The specific variances that are being requested associated with the special use exception would boil down to, the first one is from Section 115.83.7A2 that requires off-premises signs not to exceed 600 square feet. And because this is a two-sided sign, dropping down to 552 square feet on each side, it's a total requested variance of 552 square feet. Okay. Before, the last variance was 600 square feet. So it's actually a decrease from the existing non-conforming sign. The second variance would be a 10-foot variance from the 25-foot maximum height requirement, because the designer who's here tonight, who will speak, is suggesting that the sign go a little bit higher to allow more space between the ground and the height of the bottom of the sign to allow the development of some other type building on the property that would not be interfered with by the sign. So that's section 115.83.7b. So that's a 10-foot variance from the 25-foot max. And the third variance is a 45-foot variance from the required side yard setback of 50 feet. And this, again, the sign is located, it's actually approximately 6 feet off the side. And there is a diagram in your package also that shows the, it's a survey by Bob Nash Associates. And you can see the sign right now. He shows the existing legal non-conforming 28-foot high billboard that's located at the closest point at 6.4 feet. And that's a side yard, so it's well within that 50-foot side setback. So again, they're trying to allow that to remain there in the side yard area to allow, you know, a decent location of a new building on the property. And that section of the code, I think I wrote down. It's 115.83.7. Bear with me just 1 second. It's the side yard. That B also, Susan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's B also. Thank you. And the last variance is 47 feet from the 300-foot wide separation. There's another diagram in your package there that shows that there is a sign across the street on the other side of Route 1 that is apparently 253 feet. So it's all the way on the other side of the highway, but it's still a little less than 300 feet. So it's a 47-foot variance from that. Both signs are pre-existing. I mean, that's a pre-existing situation as well. And that's from section 115.83.7a2b. That's the basic presentation of what's there, what's pre-existing, what's being contemplated, what's being applied for. I wanted to lay that out for the board based upon, I think, what's in the file, and you can see the, I think we're all well aware of what's on Route 1 and the nature of the commercial development along Route 1 and the, you know, a fair number of billboard signs. And certainly, I don't think granting the exception will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. They're commercial. There are many billboards. And this is a newer billboard. I think it's going to be a more attractive billboard. The design appears good, but I'm going to turn that over to First Aid Signs, Mr. McAllister, who's here to basically fill in on the design criteria and the location. He's very well versed in signs along Route 1 and can testify to add to what I've already presented. And I'll be glad to answer questions now or come back up and answer questions at the end, whatever your preference is.
Are there any questions from members of the board at this time?
No, sir.
Gabe? Mr. Johnson? Mr. Mills?
I'd like to ask Mr. McAllister then to step up and supplement what I've already mentioned. I'll leave the pretty diagram.
Hello, I'm Dale McAllister, First Aid Signs. I'd like to just show you the pictures of what's there now. Just turn them in. There's a picture of the front, the back, and the side, and the side shows the electric meter. One of the most unique things of this is that we actually have a document showing that it goes back 28 years and how it all got there. The existing sign was approved to be double-sided. As you'll see, it's not right now. They've not used it because of the house placement. They did use the top of it for the antique store. I think after the antique store probably moved, they put the back side up, and you'll see that. Trying to keep it there and the purpose to elevate it is that right now, the current owners want to just demolish everything on the site, just level it all, including the billboard. They want everything on the site gone, and they want to install a new billboard and look to see how they can redevelop it. By leaving it in its current location, it gives us the best ability to redevelop the property by leaving it right there by the side of by the side, that when you put the building in the middle, you'll be able to get the fire lanes in and everything else that you need. If we put the billboard back to 50 feet to the side yard, we'll have a problem developing the property when it comes to getting in a fire lane or all the necessary things you need to do, landscaping, storm retention pond, things like that. There's your possible development, the uniqueness. Has no adverse effect other than positive by tearing everything down that's there. Everything there is just dilapidated, old, and bad. There's nothing good on that property as it sits right now. So I just think that's part of the general, let's tear it all down and start over new. It won't be a detriment to the public welfare. The existing variances were in place to put it there, and we're just looking to try to redo it and redo it well. Another concern that I think this board's had in the past that I'd like to address is all the vacant billboard space on Route 1 and all the billboard space in the country. The owners of this board currently have six spaces. Five of the six are rented. The sixth one is in negotiation with the municipality. And what you'll find today is, what I find is the independent billboard owner. All the independent billboard owners are still doing fine, because they're very unique. They're usually members of the community, have friends in the community, and have real deep ties to the community. A good example is I have one independent owner who uses, he's on a charitable board, brain injury. It's now got brain injury on it. Local developers, local owners, find local people and local groups that need billboard space, and they reduce the rent. So you'll find most of the people that are local entrepreneurs find a way to get it done, even in a tough economy. Most of your large boards that are empty are the people who are looking for to maximize their profit. So I can tell you, this gentleman has a great history of keeping his boards rented, as most of my clients do. So I don't see this to be an empty board in the future.
But he does have people now ready to rent it?
No, we don't. We have not rented it yet. We don't want to pre-rent it, because the property just got developed, just got ownership, and just want to rip it all down. And then once we get the permits that we need and we know what we'd have that we could rent, then we'd go looking for tenants. But we don't want to pre-rent it until we have it.
Mm. Is your the new billboard going to be in the same spot?
Exact same spot. It's just going to be longer. The current structure is approximately 30, 31 feet. The new structure will be 48 feet.
Be a steel monopole?
Yes, sir.
Still less square footage of actual billboard, right?
Pardon me?
But still yet less square footage of actual billboard.
Correct. Right? Well, the one that's up there now are two 10 by 30s. That's 600 square feet. We're doing a 12 by 48, which is 576 square feet. So we'll be at 576. Right now they're using 300. And the board's in bad shape. And the first person I'd go to is the golf course, if it's still in existence, or whoever's back there. Mm-hmm. Or on going the other way, home developers in Lewis, local home developers that need the structures.
And would you address again, and I'm sorry if I missed it, the need for the height variance?
Height variance is so that when we future develop the property, when the owner future develops it, this board will be longer. If we put a property out there and it has a story or a story and a half, it could block it. So this will get it over any structure. We still have a two-story structure in the back, but it'll get over any structure that's there.
If it's 25 feet high, what's the clearance at the bottom between ground
12 level? And a half, 12, 13 feet. But it's a little bit less than that because we have the catwalks. When we build a unipole billboard, we have 12 feet, then we have a 2-foot apron, then we have the catwalks. The reason the apron, so you can walk on it and change the lights. So the actual structure itself comes down about 15 feet. It's 10 to 11 feet, depending on the lay of the land, you know, on one side or the other, and which manufacturer you use. The other thing about bringing it up is it gets that catwalk to where people really can't get on it. I mean, there's still a ladder there, but the ones that we put the ladders on are because we need an extension ladder to get to the ladder. But when you put these things low, it's an attractive nuisance for the catwalk.
Okay.
So how much higher is it going to be than this one? It's going to be the same height as this one?
No, sir. The current one, I think, is, I'd have to look at the number. It's 28 feet, so this would be 7 feet taller.
7 feet taller.
And I'm sure that was only approved at 25 feet, but you know how things go. Mm-hmm. But it's 28 feet that's there now. So we'd be 7 feet taller than what's there.
And the billboard, excuse me, that's across, looked like it was across the road or something, 40, you needed a 47-foot variance. Was that, is that the newer of the two?
Don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to guess, but I can tell you that the code of 300 feet, the reason it's written in your ordinance is because it's in a DLDOT ordinance, okay? But the DLDOT ordinance is 300 feet on the same road. It's not a circumference. So you have to be 300 feet away from a billboard in a lineal direction, not across the street. So if you go by an interstate, depending on what the municipality is, it's either 100, 150, 300, or 500, depending on the type of road that it is. But the Federal Highway Administration has an actual, they regulate billboards. Hence why Delaware doesn't DLDOT, back in the Lady Bird Johnson Act. So that's why it's written in yours, but yours says 300 feet round, and DLDOT's is 300 feet in one direction.
I believe it's a Grotto Pizza billboard.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if that was the more recent one, then they really didn't stand a chance.
Right.
For this one. But I wonder if that one got a variance.
Yeah.
Well, you maybe can find out.
Well, I would think that this one's been there for so long. I don't know about the Grotto one, but I don't know that when the boards went up, well, 28 years, Lady Bird Johnson, been longer than that, so.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Portman?
Is there any more around that? Is that same height that you're asking for? Is there any more around there that way?
Several of them are higher than that. Which
higher
ones exactly? Yes.
I believe we approved them up to 45 or 50 feet.
42?
Yes.
48?
Yeah.
On Route 1.
Mm-hmm. That same area?
Wouldn't anybody at Seashell Place? Or
not,
that,
far.
Not far.
Not far from
Seashell.
I'm going to say I've got one across the street at Tokyo Steakhouse that's 45 feet.
45.
Both north and south.
Both ways.
Both ways.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, regarding the special use exception, I certainly don't see where the request was substantially affected versus the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. There's a uniqueness in that this property has had a billboard in the past, and in order to according to the applicant to better and properly develop property, the variance is necessary, as it is probably necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't see where we're altering the essential character of the neighborhood, and I would make a motion to approve case number 10,836.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 10,836. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.